time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone for the show with a little bit of live music. This is In the Light. It's performed by me. Sit back and enjoy.
In the light.
Well, welcome back, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I hope you enjoyed In the Light. It's actually one of my favorites. I wrote that song for Love Ministries, and our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We've got so many things coming up in Love Ministries. We would love for you to go to their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. Go there and get all the great information about Love Ministries. Well, I am welcoming back, actually, Queen Smith. Hey,
hello,
Queen.
Hello, hello. Hi. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for coming back to talk to us again. We're so excited. So, everyone, Queen is a Christian speaker, storyteller, foodie.
Yes.
Mom.
Yes.
All of the above and probably some more things.
Yes.
And so, y'all, you got to get to know Queen. And your social media, real fast, give them your social media.
I don't even Google myself.
I think it's Queen K. Smith.
Queen K. Smith.
Yes.
Queen K underscore Smith.
Okay.
Instagram.
Queen K underscore Smiths. And y'all can keep up. So, I follow you.
Yes,
yes.
We do.
Yes,
we're like
yes.
Friends in real life and
yeah.
On social media.
And in social media, yes. So, Queen, you have done so many wonderful things. First of all, I got to see you live at our friend's, I can't remember the name of the event she had.
The Big Experience?
Yes.
With Lisa McPhail?
Yes, with Lisa McPhail.
Mm-hmm.
You all, when Queen got up, first of all, you know, Queen's, oh, hey, everybody. You know, she gives you a hug and everything. When she got up to share the story,
yes,
that the Lord had given her, she turned into a whole different person. And, I mean, you tore it up.
Oh, thank you.
And so after that, I said, you got to come back and you got to talk about that on the radio show. So there's so many things that we want to talk about, and we're going to get to open seat and all of that. And we're going to get to the food stuff that you've been doing and some traveling.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. So you talked about having the audacity to get out of your lane.
Yes.
And you spoke beautifully. Literally, you turned into another person. And I thought, she needs to do this every day of the week. She needs to, you know, speak to as many women as she can possibly speak to.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert in real life.
Yes.
But then when I speak,
yes,
you know.
A whole different person.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I loved it. So talk to us about kind of where that message came from.
Yeah. With the whole concept of staying in your lane, it's a trend now on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I'm just drinking water and I'm staying in my lane. Or I'm minding my own business and I'm mm-hmm. staying on my lane. And mm-hmm. I've also actually had people do whole series about telling people to stay on their lane. But then I started thinking, you know, if we serve a big God,
yes,
why will he only want you to be on this one lane? There's
yes.
so many assignments
yes.
that he has for you.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about being confused and just picking random things, but it's making yourself available for what God wants you to do in that season.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to say, okay, God, this is my lane. I'm not going to step out to do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where that came from. Because I felt like a lot of times we just limit ourselves
yes.
because this is our lane. If you're driving on 75, if you stay on the same lane, you're going to get where you're going
mm-hmm,
late.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have permission to yield, signal that, hey, can I switch?
Mm-hmm.
And if the person gives you permission, which I feel like that's Christ, you can switch and then get back over.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we need to give ourselves permission, listen to the voice of God to know when to yield, and then be able to move to something else if he tells you it's okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where the whole concept, because the whole conference was about purpose and
yes,
all of that.
Yes, and Lisa did such a great
job.
She
did such an amazing job. Yes.
So I'm gonna have her back as soon as she's ready to do it again. Lisa
yes.
McPhail, come on back.
Yeah, we need you.
Yes. So we can, you know, it was such a great conference. And I thought when you share this story, because you really are a storyteller. So every woman in the room was really, okay, listening to the story you told and then applying it to
yes.
their own life. And I thought for me, you know, especially in the beginning of my career, mm-hmm. I mean, so many things are told to you.
Yeah.
You know, you are just a mom. And I don't mean to say that mom is less than.
Not at all.
Because honestly, mm-hmm. just a mom is a whole bunch.
Yes.
Try it and see, uh-huh. you know.
Mm-hmm.
One time somebody said to me, you are just a background singer.
Oh, no.
And even that, I thought, background singers have to be very professional.
Exactly.
I mean, that is, it's, as somebody who can only sing the melody, you know, that have, they have trouble singing parts.
Yeah.
They don't want to be a background singer because they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So saying you're only a background singer, in my mind, I thought, first of all, that is a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because you're saying that I could do a lot of different things,
mm-hmm.
not only sing melody, but you can't allow people to force you into one thing.
Yes.
Thank the Lord that, first of all, he's in control. I think sometimes we really forget that.
Exactly.
I think we forget for me, you know, when we're going through seasons of preparation,
mm-hmm.
when the Lord is saying, okay, you are a background singer right now, what are you writing? What are you,
exactly.
you know, what are you cultivating in your own life? This is the perfect time for that.
Yeah.
We're upset that we've been called a background singer.
Yeah.
And every time when I get on my knees to complain to the Lord about, Lord, this is wrong, I should be doing this, blah, 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 you know, immediately after that, he's like, okay, are you finished complaining? Okay, I actually have given you some things
yeah.
to cultivate
yeah.
in this season.
Yeah. yeah,
I have called you creative. Come on, mm-hmm. create.
Exactly.
And then change lanes.
Yeah. And, you know, like throughout the Bible, you see how Joseph was able to switch lanes
mm-hmm.
each time.
Mm-hmm.
He had a vision and he was able to switch those lanes. My whole purpose now is not to make sure that I have my hands full, but just that I am available
yes.
for whatever God wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I want to get into now is film.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait, where is this coming from?
Mm-hmm.
But looking back, it's always been there in the shadows.
Yes.
But now it's almost like a deep urge. And so I told myself, no, queen, stay in your lane. This is not for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I try to push it down,
mm-hmm.
the more it comes back up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I feel like the vision is from the Lord,
yeah.
really, because I have steps on how I'm going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's given me steps. So I want to be careful for people, especially Christian women, moms, because
yes.
I have a 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for us to just say, okay, I'm a mom and a wife, which is fine. Those
mm-hmm.
are amazing titles.
Yes.
I love being a wife and I love being a mom.
Yes.
But there are also gifts that God has put in me and he pulls it out when he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a tool. It's just like a doctor. They put their knife, their whatever they want to cut you with, they put it in a store in a drawer and it comes out only when they want it to.
Mm-hmm.
So the scissors can't say, oh, I don't want to do the surgery today.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever we want you to do today, that's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to make myself available and switch those lanes when it needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Esther.
Yeah.
I'm a mom.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a wife. And then if it comes down where I have to save a whole country,
yes.
I need to be able to step up in the place of leadership and
yes.
say, okay, no. My people would not perish. So
mm-hmm.
that's one of the stories that came up that
yes,
day.
Yes.
She could have just said, I don't have the authority to go before the king.
Mm-hmm.
It is set in stone, and this is not my lane. My lane is to be beautiful
mm-hmm.
and be his wife
mm-hmm.
and serve him, but I cannot go make demands.
Mm-hmm.
But she had to know at that point that, okay, there's something weighing me down,
yes.
and I have to almost step in this other space
yes.
to be able to approach him. So, yeah.
Yeah. And she did take time for preparation,
yeah,
for prayer.
Prayer.
I mean, she
exactly.
got it all together
mm-hmm.
Before she switched lanes and
yes.
got, you know, did what the Lord called her to do.
Yes.
So, Queen, how do you practice hearing from the Lord and knowing, you know, what are the weights that I have? How can I tell when something is a weight that I have on me that I really need to do something about, other than, yeah. you know, maybe a whim or something.
Yeah, usually for me, it's something that I really don't want to do. So
there
I
you
talk
go.
To God, like, I don't want to be bothered today. Just leave me alone. And it's one of those, like with Open Seat, it was mm-hmm. one of those things I told the Lord. I said, if I find somebody that is doing the same thing, I'll just help them. I just want you to leave me alone. And I didn't find anybody that was doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then I tried to put it on somebody else. It did not work out. Mm-hmm. And then it got to where if I woke up in the morning, I was thinking about it. In between eating, I was thinking about it. If I went to sleep, I would think about it. Mm-hmm. And then I also knew that the only reason why I wasn't doing it was because of fear. So it was like a constant notch, like usually, hey, listen to me, listen to me, listen mm-hmm. to me. And I think that's the way the Lord speaks to people differently. But for me, he has to constantly tap me at the shoulder mm-hmm. like, hey, are you listening now? And I get so many confirmations, and it comes from just watching something or hearing somebody say something or seeing something. And I have to physically sometimes scream and say, leave me alone. I'm not in for it today. That's how the Lord and I speak. And so that's how I know, like mm-hmm. with the film thing, mm-hmm. I know it's for the future. I can already tell mm-hmm. that now I spend my downtime when my daughter is asleep watching short films.
Okay.
Randomly, even when I'm not trying to. And so then I'm like, okay, let's see how all of this is going to work. So yeah.
Yeah. You know, I really feel like Christians, I'm just going to say this real fast and then listen. I'm going to say something. So I really feel like that, number one, I feel like two things. Number one, moms and those of us who have, you know, we have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And we are caring for our families and doing the things that God wants us to do. And we're truly being faithful in those things. I really feel like that this is the season where we need to listen to the Lord about. And like you said, not fill your hands with thousands of things.
Yes.
That's not what we're talking about.
Mm-mm.
Because there can be a lot of ego involved in running from thing to
yes.
thing and thinking
yes.
I'm doing something and
mm-hmm.
I'm becoming something, but actually you're doing half of this and half of that and half of this
yes.
when you could whittle it down
mm-hmm.
and be faithful with what God has called you for this season, and then step up and say, okay, there's maybe one thing, maybe one or two things that God has called me to share, you know, with the world.
Yes.
And then feeling confident to taking the steps to do that.
Yes.
Christians need to be in the field of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And so my business is called Carla Nivens Entertainment.
Yeah.
Which scares me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm a worship leader at heart. I love the church. Man, I love the church.
Yeah.
I love church work. And you know, I love small churches. I love huge churches and everything in between. Why am I naming myself Carla Nivens Entertainment?
Right? You should just label it as unto the Lord Entertainment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
I get exactly
yeah.
what you mean.
But the Lord is saying, listen, there are some things, there are some stories, there are some ideas, there are
yeah.
some principles that I've given you, and therefore, you know, the world. And so I look at my life as what I try to do is be inspirational entertainment. I want you to tune in to whatever I'm doing and say, okay, I've been inspired to be who God has called me
yeah.
to be.
Yeah.
And hopefully more women and more moms who have heard from the Lord will listen to this episode and say,
yeah.
okay, I think I can step up and do these things.
And step out and look, right? Because
yeah.
one of the other stories when we did Lisa's thing was the whole story of Moses, how he was doing one thing
mm-hmm.
to feed his father-in-law's flocks,
mm-hmm.
and that was his daily job. And then this bush was burning over here, and we talked
yeah.
about us Black people.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
We see something burning, we're out.
We're running.
Nobody's checking out anything.
Right.
I need to be home. And then I'll probably ask somebody the next day and be like, hey,
what happened?
What happened over there on 75? Because I saw something and I didn't even want to look. And I think a lot of times we don't even pause. And the cool thing about the story is I wonder, had that bush burned before? But was it just the first time that he saw it? And he had to physically remove himself from the lane that he was in to go check out the bush. And it wasn't until then when the bush spoke. So I feel like we need to give ourselves permission to even entertain desires from God.
Yes.
Because I know sometimes if I'm like with the film thing, I was like, I've never filmed anything except for my baby on iPhone. Like, what the heck is this desire? And I felt inadequate. So I think that we, even as women or just people with dreams, we need to be able to say, okay, I'm having this desire and it's ethical. I know it's from the Lord and it's not anything that is going to harm it. Let me at least see what is here and give themselves permission because I know a lot of people that are like, nope, it's not for me. This is for the great people. This is only for a select few. And just give yourself permission to at least go check it out. It will speak to you.
Yeah.
You know, just like the bush.
Yeah. You are the great person.
Yeah. Right? It's like, ah, you should go. I'm like, no. Yeah.
Yeah. It is it is you. And you know what? I thought about when you're saying that you want to get into film, you know, I would encourage women to check out the people around you.
Yes.
Like, you probably know, you know, you have the big vision and you know some things and you've had some experiences, but there are other people around you that have different experiences and that you can form a team around you. And it's okay not to know every single thing in order to take this project from beginning to end.
Yeah.
But writing things down, I practice this all the time. Writing things down, getting the vision plain. The Lord says this is scripture. I'm just repeating scripture.
Yes.
Getting things plain so that you can run with it and you can share it with other people. They can run with it too.
They can run with it as well.
Yeah. And you can carry something out from A to Z.
Yes.
I find that, especially when I go back in my journals years and years and years, I write down the same thing.
See?
But I don't realize it.
Wow.
I just think it's the moment, you know, in the moment. And I'm hearing from the Lord for that morning, because usually I get up in the morning, that morning, and I've written this down from that morning. But when I go backwards, I'm like, wow, I can't believe I wrote that down 10 years ago.
Wow.
And now I actually have the desire to.
Yeah.
Make it happen, and I have a little bit more experience and a little bit more know-how. The people around me have more experience, and they have their pieces that they're bringing, you know, bringing to the table, and I think we can actually get this done, you know, in this season.
Yes.
And so, you know, I encourage everyone to pay attention to those things, you know?
Yes.
Pay attention to those things that God has called us to do. And so I think, for me, I think not being afraid of fear.
Yeah. Yes.
Not being afraid of fear and just concentrating on hearing from the Lord and then give yourself permission to step out there and do it.
And fear is always present.
That's true.
It's always present.
That's true.
But fear and courage can coexist. There's a scripture that said, arise and take courage. That means even when you're getting up, you're still fearful, but you have to grab courage. So half of the things I've done in my life, I've done it fearfully.
Yeah.
I've always been scared.
Yeah.
And I'll do it and I'll have one eye open and I'm like, okay, God, thank you for walking me through this. It is never like so bold without fear. It's always filled with fear and do it anyway.
Right. Yeah. That is so true. And but you know, it's for me when I'm, especially when I'm singing music, I always feel like I can, when I go back and listen, I can hear the fear. So I'm like, okay, Carla, except for when you're singing, don't have any fear, just try. Because I don't want to listen back and like hear it in my voice.
Yes.
Okay. So we want to talk to Queen, we want to talk to you about Open Seat and what that is and what you have coming up and how we can be involved and how we can, you know, just get all the information. But let's take a break, and we will be right back with Queen Smith.
Okay. Every heart, every woman. Every heart, every woman.
You're listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host. We are talking with Queen Smith, who is a Christian speaker, storyteller, mom, wife. I always say mom and then wife. I try to get myself to say wife and then mom.
It's okay.
I'm sure somebody's reading something into that, but there's nothing into it. Nothing to read into it. Wife, mom, foodie, all those things. Welcome back, Queen.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I remember that we met for lunch a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And you said that you all were in transition. You're going to go from one house to the next house. Mm-hmm. And you had to do all that. And then you said, I am taking a trip.
Yes.
By myself.
Mm-hmm.
Did that trip happen?
Yes. Solo.
Okay.
Solo.
So you were really getting out of your lane. She was like, when I
really
say get out of my lane, I get out of my lane.
I did get out of my lane with that one. That was my first, it's not my first solo trip.
Okay.
I've traveled alone before, but I went to visit family in another country. Mm-hmm. So this was the first trip where I know nobody in Greece.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to visit family, and I just went.
Yeah.
And it was the best thing ever. Now, it didn't start out that way. My first day, I was like, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? What kind of a mom are you? Who leaves her child behind? But just know, she was with her dad.
Yes.
But the whole time, in my mind, I was like, oh my God, this is so horrible. What are you thinking? Like, I was literally almost having a panic attack at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But after day one, I was like, this is life.
Yeah.
I need this once a year.
Yeah.
I was in Greece for 6 days.
Okay.
I stayed in Athens for 2 days, and then I spent 4 days in Santorini.
Okay.
And so while I was in Athens, I wanted to see all the ruins because I think Greece has this beautiful contrast between like ruins.
Mm-hmm.
Old temple, but it's beautiful. Like, and then they also merge it with the modern stuff. So they have a way of living with the ruins that are beautiful and modern stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You see it in one setting. And I really wanted to experience that. Like, how does it work to walk on one side of the road and just see an old, beautiful temple? And then, you know, so for 2 days, I got to explore. I went to the hill that Apostle Paul went to in the book of Acts, chapter 17, has the best view of the city. I did that. Athens felt more adventurous for me. I felt like I was like, I got to see everything. Listen, I only got 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop me. I've paid money and I need to be here and experience it. But when I went to Santorini, I felt like I had a vacation and I got some rest. I stayed with a family. Well, it wasn't a family. It was a family hotel.
Okay.
I think they had like maybe 12 suites because we read a lot of reviews because my husband was not going to have me stay in another country at Airbnb.
Right.
So we spent like 2 days before I left reading reviews on booking.com and we settled on this hotel because I didn't want to go get the American experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to experience Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Like they experienced Greece. So I went to this hotel and I had the most amazing time there. I really felt like it was a time for me to get refreshed. And my hotel owner was, I don't know if you've ever seen The Shack. Have you seen that movie?
I haven't seen.
Okay, it felt like that for me.
Okay.
Because I'm very like, go, 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 go.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I don't have a lot of time. When I went to Santorini, I only had 4 days.
Okay.
So when I arrived, I told the hotel owner, I was like, hey, I'm only here for 4 days, so I need you to tell me what to do.
Right.
Like, almost that anxiety side
of
me. And he was like, why don't you go sleep and come back downstairs?
Oh, wow.
And in my mind, I was like, this dude didn't hear me. Like, in America, like, customer's always right. It doesn't matter what we do.
Right.
So I need you to give me the details so that I can hit the street running.
Yeah.
Because I'm only here for 4 days. And he was like, I think you need to go take a nap and then come back downstairs. And I went back to my room, came back. I fell asleep for 8 hours. I didn't even know I was that tired. Came back downstairs and he was like, much better. Much better. Now there's light in your eyes. And I was like, and then so he sat me at the table and he's like, do you want some food? And I was like, okay. So they gave me bread and olives, like real olives. I don't really do the olive stuff, but I ate the bread. And then so then he brought out the map and he was like, okay, this is what you're gonna do. And he planned out my whole 4 days there.
Okay.
Santorini is a very safe place. Okay. He had me go to a open garden theater that they had there. And the movie was not over till like midnight. So I was like, wait, how am I supposed to get back to the hotel?
Right.
I know it's just 0.4 miles away, but it's dark. He's like, no, it's pretty safe. Everything is safe here. And I was like, yeah, right. I walked at midnight in Santorini after watching a movie at a garden to my hotel and nobody bothered me. Okay. It was the most safe thing. The next day I went to a restaurant he told me to go to. Everywhere I went, they knew him, so they were giving me stuff.
Okay.
Just, hey, we know him. Thank you for coming. And I didn't want to go back to the hill because my hotel was up a hill. And so I was trying to get a cab, but no cabs really wanted to go to the hill. So I found a motorcycle shop.
Okay.
And I went to it and I was like, hey, can you take me up to the hill? And they knew exactly which owner I was living with, the hotel owner. And they wanted to wake him up from sleep. But I was like, please, I don't want to be that guest. I don't want to be that, you know, from far away, waking up people from their sleep. So the motorcycle shop, the owner of the motorcycle shop, the wife was like, hey, do you want my husband to take you up the hill? And I was like, sure. And so he takes me up the hill. That was the first time I ever rode a motorcycle.
Okay.
In my life, up a hill in the middle of the night with a stranger. And he took me to my hotel and I get off the motorcycle and I'm like, thank you so much. You didn't have to do it. I said, what's your name? He's like, my name is Lazarus.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
And then so when I call my husband and I'm like, oh, my God, I just rode a motorcycle for the first time. He's like, did you wear a helmet? I was like, nobody cares. Everybody's free out here. Nobody cares. There was no helmet. And I felt so free. It was the most best experience living out there.
Yeah.
It was just for 4 days, though. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I saw one of your pictures.
Yes.
First of all, I was like, how did she get this? But it was because it was you had your... Your back was to your camera, to your phone, I guess. And then you were looking out, and it was a gorgeous picture. I mean, the scenery was just beautiful. So I know it was just a restful, peaceful, freeing time.
Yes, for me.
So how did you get that shot? Do you remember what shot I'm talking about?
Yes. I people watch a lot. I only want the people that can take pictures to take my picture.
Okay.
And so I saw a guy. He was taking pictures for his mom, and he was telling his mom how to pose. And I was like, that's the guy that is going to take my picture for me.
Yeah.
And I approached him. He was like, oh, yes, that's a good background. And I was like, see, you get it. You're not just going to get my camera and make me look any kind of way.
Right.
And
right.
So he's the one that took that shot. Yeah. He literally just, and I was like, yeah. I knew he had an
eye. Great shot. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was a great shot. That was a great shot. So I'm so glad you did that. I'm only a little bit jealous. I know I'm not supposed to be jealous. So I'm not going to say I'm jealous. I'm just saying a little bit. And so hopefully I'll get my opportunity to
Everybody
should
travel
like that.
Solo once, at least once.
Yeah. So I'll see what happens of that, what kind of stories you write or movies you write or from that experience that, you know. That's an experience that can go so many different directions.
Very.
So that's exciting. So let's talk about Open Seat. So first of all, remind us what Open Seat is.
Yes, Open Seat is a community of women. We used to meet monthly, but now we meet quarterly. We just basically created a space for community and stories for women in the Dallas area. So we have one in the Dallas area, and we also have one in the McKinney area.
Okay.
And so it's just a way to foster deeper relationships and share stories and teaching women to share their stories with relevance.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that bring their stories to the table but don't have a language for it,
mm-hmm.
we kind of help them tap into that language. And, yeah, we've been doing that for the past 3 years, and it's been great.
So what is the format when we come to an open seat? How does it happen?
Yeah, if you don't see food, you're free to walk back out.
I was going to say, you're a foodie, so I know there's got to
be food
involved.
Yes, we have food because food has a way of helping people let their guard down.
Mm-hmm.
We're all hungry for something.
I agree.
And we sit at a table. Shanna Nyquist, she's an amazing storyteller to me, and she has a lot of books. And she talks about when people sit at the table, it kind of levels the playing field
mm-hmm.
and kind of kills that competition. Mm-hmm. Everybody's the same. So mm-hmm. that's one thing that we do, where we bring the food and we all sit at the table. And we're all there because we're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so one person is not over the other person.
Right,
we're just
right.
here for the common thing. And our common right. ground is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Community, we have people that have come to Open Seat that don't even know the Lord, but they know that they want community. So
mm-hmm.
that's always our base. And we do little questions, like different things, not surface, but to really know the individual.
Mm.
Small talk is kind of cheap sometimes,
mm-hmm.
so mm-hmm. we try to go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask people about themselves and not make it about you, they tend to share more.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to know that individual. And we eat together, we pray together. We've had sessions where we pick a woman in the community, just different styles of things that happen, to share her story, and we call it Unfiltered, and the whole community listens to it.
Okay.
Or we bring an older woman from mm-hmm. outside to mm-hmm. come and share her wisdom and help us out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to just do little things like that and ask questions that make people think. One of our questions that we put out there is, if your life could be a movie, what would be the title?
Mm-hmm.
And you get to see where people's hearts are
mm-hmm.
a little bit,
mm-hmm.
where they've walked and why, or even the soundtrack, you know,
mm-hmm.
you get to really see the color of their life. So, yeah, that's Open Seat in a nutshell. And people get to hang out after,
mm-hmm.
Form their own relationships within Open Seat. There are people that have met and they're like best friends over here.
Mm-hmm.
They still come in Open Seat, but they mm-hmm. have their own separate relationships
mm-hmm.
outside of that, which is really cool.
Yeah. That's very unique. So, you know, I haven't come across that
mm-hmm.
this concept of Open Seat before.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. So how do people keep up with when they can, you know, and then do you cap it at a certain number?
We decided to, because I think a year and a half ago we had like 32 women show up at one time,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I don't know how I'm supposed to, like, how do you build depth
mm-hmm.
with that many
mm-hmm.
women. So
mm-hmm.
we decided to cap it, but we don't turn anybody away.
Mm-hmm.
And then started doing things out in the community, like serving the community. One of the places that we serve is Reconciliation Dallas,
mm-hmm.
the outreach nonprofit agency. And we got down to like 15 women, and I think like 6 of us have moved.
Okay.
And maybe it's like 8 of us left right now. But
mm-hmm.
we have women that will email us and say, hey, are you guys meeting? I would like to be a part. Like yesterday, I met with one girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to be like, no, you can't come. It's just 8 of us, you know. So they still get to come. Like if they message us
mm-hmm.
and we're doing something,
mm-hmm.
then we're like, hey, we're going to be here. Do you want to come? And they come. And
Yeah.
And
then do you speak at the, because I need everybody to hear you share your stories.
It's so weird because I don't speak at Open Seat. It's the weirdest thing.
Oh, you don't?
It's so weird. Like, I've never physically shared my story at an Open Seat.
Okay.
Like how when I go to other places, I always let other people or have other people come in and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually had a lot of people say, you never share. And I'm like, that's true. Yeah, maybe I should. But yeah, I never share. Even when we had crowning stories, mm-hmm. I was gonna share, but then I felt like, oh my God, we had all the speakers and I was the last person to speak. By the time they got to me, everything had already been said. What more do you want to hear? Like, you should be empowered by now. So yeah, when it got to me, it was just like, well, they said it all, you know? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh my goodness. I bet they still wanted to hear from you, Queen. Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, everybody said everything. So, yeah. But I do a lot of one-on-one when it comes to stories and the mm-hmm. women when they're about to share their stories, like mm-hmm. helping them unpack mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. one they want to share, mm-hmm. not trying to tilt it a certain way or mm-hmm. Use their story, but that they have the freedom. But then it's like, okay, this is how you kind of break it down. If mm-hmm. you want people to come with you in that story, you kind of have to add texture, like environment, smell, feelings, and stuff like that. Mm. Yeah.
So when you are going to share a story, how do you decide what you're going to share?
Audience. Okay. Age group.
Okay.
I love like my age group. Mm-hmm. The younger people, it's like their attention span is like really short. Yes. So I have to like, if I have to, that means I have to do something that really grasps their attention. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My age group, it doesn't take that much work. So mm-hmm. I just look at my audience and I pray about, okay, like, what should I share mm-hmm. For these people? Because those are his people. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm from West Africa. I grew up in a polygamous home. I have stories for days. Mm-hmm. So I have to be like, what do you want for your people? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I always get it. It's mostly the audience. It goes by the audience mm-hmm. and what they need. Or I get it like a word. Like strength, and I know that, okay, whatever I do, I need to incorporate a story that has to do with strength.
Okay.
Or self-care, whatever I do, or freedom, like what does freedom look like? Mm-hmm. One event that I just did was freedom. Like, so I have to share a story about basically freedom mm-hmm. because maybe somebody there needs to hear about it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So do you teach your daughter? Your daughter is how old? How
She's
old is your daughter?
Five.
She's 5 years old.
Did it grow so fast?
I know. I know.
Yes.
So are you sharing stories with her and teaching her?
Yeah, she likes stories. She likes to read. I'm teaching her. I don't know how interested she is, but she likes,
she'll get there.
She likes, her favorite thing is Lion King.
Okay.
She loves the story of Lion King. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I can see the little seed is growing. Mm-hmm. It might not. She might act like she's not paying attention, mm-hmm. but she is.
Oh, so. Yeah. 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 So I can just imagine how you would feel when she turns into you.
See, that's every African parent's dream.
You know?
It's like, I prayed for this moment. Yes.
But she turns it to you.
Yeah, yeah. That would be great. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Shares her story. Yeah. My children now are, because they are teenagers, so they're always talking about how they're going to fight the urge to turn into Roosevelt and I. And we're like, you know what? You're not going to be able to help it.
No. Not at all.
They don't realize it yet, but
no, just submit. You can't resist it.
Yes, no. Yes. I mean, I tell the stories often that about my mom and how she always took prayer. She does. She takes prayer very seriously.
Yes.
And so she writes all the time. Mm-hmm. She's always praying. We would get up in the morning to leave, and she's you know laid out
laying
praying
hands.
And.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, it doesn't take that much. It doesn't take all of that.
I said the same thing to my African mom. I was like, you're weird.
It does not take all of that.
Yeah.
And here I am. I've literally turned into her.
Yeah. No, we always, I do have a story about my mom. Like,
okay.
If you would have told me years ago that I would be like my mom, I would have been like, those were fighting words.
Mm-hmm.
But now I am my mother, because Jesus was everything. I used to be like, oh, God, this Jesus lady. And it was Jesus, garlic, or aloe vera.
Okay. Okay.
That was the three things that could heal anything.
Okay.
So if you were sick and she prayed for you and then that sickness lingered, you had to eat garlic.
Okay.
Because garlic is like a natural antibiotic. Mm-hmm. And if it still lingered, you had to drink aloe vera. Those were her three healing powers. And I used to be like, and now I find myself, I was like, I didn't pray. Where's my garlic? Where's my aloe vera? And I'm like, what in the world? But that was her way of life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am so her. And everything is about Jesus. Jesus is going to fix me. Jesus. But I never thought in all my years I would hold on to the Lord like she did.
Right. Yep. Right. Right. Hey. So if you are a parent teaching Jesus,
yes,
or garlic or aloe vera,
yeah,
just know that your kids are picking it up.
Yep.
Yeah. I had one mom tell me that her kids said they were like, you know, we need help and something, but don't tell me to pray. Like this, it always comes back to prayer and Jesus. So tell me something else.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So she told me that and I thought, that's a win. Okay. So he's getting it. Like prayer and Jesus.
Yeah.
He, you know, it's in there, even though he's trying to find another way.
Yeah, there's gotta be another way.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He'll come back to that. He'll be like, okay, I know prayer and Jesus. Let me try that and see what happens.
That's what works.
So one more question about open seats. So I guess we need to tell people how to follow open seats so that they can get the information and be there.
Yes, we are on Instagram. I don't even know if we're on Facebook. I feel like Facebook is getting so neglected.
Okay.
On Instagram, we're Open Seat, OpenSeat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also go to www.openseat.org. And openseat.org.
Okay.
And send us a message.
Okay.
We have a lot of people that do that as well, and just send us a message. And then when we have stuff coming up, we send them a message back and be like, hey, would you like to join us? I know we're planning something in November, but I believe it's November 9th. We just have to solidify that. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a charge for Open Seat?
We used to do a charge, but the charge was for your meal.
Okay. Okay.
Used to be specifically for your meal. Whatever you're going to eat. Because if we're eating at the table, I don't want you to show up with Chili's. You know what I mean? Like right. Chili's from Wendy's and then somebody shows up with McDonald's.
Right.
Nuggets. It just, you know, it's like a combination of smells.
Yes.
So we just kind of like had people pay like $10 or $12 before they get there and we just get all the meals together.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what the charge was. And then when we recently, since we've been doing a lot of like experience stuff, like we went to the Indiary concert, you just pay for your stuff and come.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we go out to eat, just pay for your food.
Okay.
But for the event in November, it's probably going to be the same thing. Pay for your meal before you get there.
Okay.
So that we can have it ready.
Okay. Okay. So, and then one last question, because I know you are a foodie.
Yes.
So what kind of food are you into now? What are you trying out?
I don't know if it's because I just went to Greece. Greek food is amazing.
Okay.
I love Greek food. Of course, I'm from West Africa, so you cannot ever go wrong with African food. I mean, it's spicy. There's an African restaurant, which I'm actually leaving here.
You're going to go next.
I'm going to go there and pick up some food to go and go home.
Yes, yes.
So before I pick up my daughter, but yeah, like Greek food, African food, just I'll eat anything but chitlins.
That's so funny. I love it. I love it. Well, Queen, thank you so much for being here. We truly appreciate this conversation.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I love being here always. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you. Well, everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries. You can go to loveministriesbuilds.org. Get all of the great information about Love Ministries. I also want to direct you to my website, CarlaNivens.com, CarlaNivens.com. I have a very special project coming out soon, so keep up with me there. Everyone, my name is Carla Nivens. Have a great week.